Bush's the realigning election. Some people say this is like Franklin Delano Roosevelt's victory. Third is that we're seeing the breakup of the Democratic coalition and the beginning of the majority party for
Republicans. Well, I certainly think, Chris, that we see a breakup of the old Democratic coalition insofar as it included the Senate. I think we made the point at the time of the vice presidential selection of the Democratic ticket that maybe they were not paying sufficient attention to the Senate with that pick. Whether this is a realigning election in terms of legislative, in terms of actual votes, people in the legislative branch of government, I don't think remains to be seen. But perhaps it's a philosophical realignment of sorts.
Well, last question. I know you've been in the presidential suite. What is his mood and what is Mrs. Reagan's health interested in?
Well, the president is very upbeat. He's very happy. And of course, he's seeing the same exit polls that you're saying, that you're giving to us. And he's pleased with that. Ms. Reagan, I think, is feeling better than she did this morning. She suffered, as you know, blows to the head yesterday.
Will she be here at the statement by the president tonight?
She's planning to be here as far as things go now. Yes,
well, you just now, James Baker, thank you. I think you're going to get out without any more states being given to you.
Jim Baker, who is the White House Chief of Staff. Of course, I cannot help but remember when I saw him 8 years ago in 1976, he had been the campaign director for Gerald Ford. I saw him not too long after that. He looked a good deal more solemn than he did tonight. I want to tell you that Mrs. Reagan did suffer a fall earlier this week in Sacramento, California, in the middle of the night. She was chilly. She got out of a raised platform bed and pitched herself across the room, had a bump in the head. And the last couple of days, she's been complaining of some dizziness that she's been getting off and on helicopters and so on, but according to Mr. Baker, she's doing pretty well. By the way, in Ohio, which is President Warren tonight, our election day poll indicates that most of the families in Ohio feel that they are better off financially now than they were 4 years ago, despite the fact that the Democrats tried to exploit the Reagan economic policies in that state. They campaigned very hard in the state of Ohio, which has had a high unemployment rate. We'll be back with more on election night 1984 from the NBC News headquarters right after this.
Every so often in this weird and ghostly election campaign, the term rugged individualism pops up like the flag, and the hurriedly salutes it. Why not? Everyone always says that rugged individualism is the backbone and the jawbone and the trombone. That a country is grand, self-interested strivings of wilds. Look, here comes America. Davy Crockett, Thomas Edison, Teddy Roosevelt. Those fellows forged a nation with their hands. Of course, the picture is pure hokum, and everybody knows it. The West was formed by wagon trains, the East by sailing ships, and they all have some idea of passing ships, and by necessity working together. Try to imagine it. It was so rugged he could raise a roof beam on his own. As for the nation's soul, the impulse was collective from the start. Our so-called Protestant ethics would appear to endorse rugged individualism as the engine of hard work. But in fact, the Puritan fathers were mainly concerned with individuals as contributors to a social compact. In 1641, John Cotton addressed the new land settlers. If thou beest a man that lives without a calling, though thou hast 2,000 to spare, yet if thou hast no calling, getting the public good, unclean beast in beast. Such a sentiment should not surprise modern Americans who see in their own lifetimes the five more emblems of a tame cooperative society than a zoo of crazy loners. For all its hymns to the open road, most of the nation dutifully drives at 55 miles per hour, willingly undergoes searches before boarding planes, humbly douses cigarettes. Even those who storm against gun control require gun collection of the blocks to make their individual stands. Coined the term rugged individualism only a decade before the onset of the big government and of a war where victory depended on America's sense of belonging to the world. Behold, two rugged individuals.
My name is Sam Spade. I am a Lone Ranger.
Is intact and stable by enforcing the law. How rugged can you get? The fact is that America has always shown its best face and strength when it has defined rugged individuals as those people rugged enough to come to the aid of their fellows. And intelligent enough to recognize when they needed aid in return. It's an odd country that insists on claiming the opposite. One of the nation's saving graces has been the ability to live comfortably with certain forms of informal. Essentially, we are no different today from our forebears who gave their lusty, solo, king of the hill yells across town to fight a fire and demanding that the central government provide roads and cheap land. Not that we ever claim not to be on, 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 to be on. Why does America prefer to wear a fiction when the fashion when the nation when the fiction when... Who was that masked man, 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 masked man?
Before we go, a look at the latest in early returns. Of the 80 to 90 million votes that were probably cast today, about 2 million have been counted, and in the popular vote, they break down this way. The Reagan-Bush ticket has 1,200,000. The Mondale-Ferraro ticket has 700,000 or so. Taking it state by state, the Reagan-Bush ticket is leading in about 15 states. Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Ohio, South Carolina, Virginia, as well as in Mississippi, Missouri, West Virginia. Adding up the electoral votes of those states in which the Reagan-Bush ticket is leading, you have a total of 158 electoral votes to none for the Mondale-Ferraro ticket. 270 electoral votes are needed to win the presidency. Jim?
We'll be back tomorrow night with a full analysis of today's election results. Until then, I'm Jim Lehrer. Thank you and good night. Good night. Good night.
The McNeil Lehrer News Hour is funded by AT&T, reaching out in new directions.